Day 35, April 1, 2021. Let us continue. Today we will talk about reconciliation and the ability to shift and maintain a state of vibration for a time being. We would like to take you from your house that you have built, out into the world at large so that the mountains and the streams can benefit from your presence. This method which we will walk you through today is meant to be a step taken once the roof has been placed on your house. Once you feel the vibrational shifts which occur, although subtle, with the shift of the influx of your higher consciousness into the vessel in which you sit. We will move on to step 78, transition from one state of being into the next, from the vantage point of understanding the world around you, to being in the world around you. This is the step of ceasing the need for knowledge or to know the world and living from a position of vibrational alignment and resignation with the world. We say this is a step taken once the higher consciousness has made its transition fully into form, as living this step from the vantage point of the vessel could lead to disruption and destruction. This is due to the makeup of the structures you sit in and the world they have created. You live in a world bound by rules of law which transmit ethical standards by which you live. You may not like these rules or agree with them or think they are fair, but for the majority of individuals living on the earth at this time, we say they are necessary. They are necessary because at that stage, it is the vessel that is in control of the vehicle and not the higher consciousness. When you have transitioned into living and breathing with the higher consciousness's guidance, the rule of law is not needed. It is not broken because, if it is righteous and fair, it is followed automatically without question. Yes, the one who is being driven by their higher consciousness obeys the speed laws set out for men because they understand the necessity of a limit on the amount of forward projection of the physical vehicle. They follow the limit not because it is stated on the side of the road, but because it feels the proper speed to maintain a semblance of safety to the others around them. This way of being, of acknowledging the seemingly rights and wrongs of society, is not contingent on the rules of law, but on the standards of morality that are naturally assumed at this stage of the process. At this stage of the process, there is no need for ethical games or dilemmas because the answers emerge from the vibrational field, not from the outcomes of the mental processes. No, the vibration in which the higher consciousness sits is such that rules are unnecessary but followed if they are just. In a society where all vessels are controlled by the higher consciousness, you will find that there is no need for rules of law, and, in fact, the semblance of rules followed are at a higher level than can be conceived by the rule of men. Let us move forward to step 79, finding the path forward becomes one of trust in the source and patience of the mind. The higher consciousness knows and understands how the world truly functions. It does not bring about immediate satisfaction and gratification from pressing a button. There is an energetic flow which exists in this dimensional reality. When this flow is honored and elevated, the shifts which come about result in realities which are sought. This is to say, that when the higher consciousness is in control of the helm, the need for forcing energies at will or demand is thrown out the window and a sense of peace reigns supreme. It becomes unnecessary to desire or to want, instead the shift becomes that of being. Being in each moment and in each breath. This is not the way of being described in your present literature titled Present Moment Awareness, but instead the being of the soul in a vessel of their choosing. This is a way of being and knowing which makes patience a birthright and understanding unnecessary. Our vessel is asking for an example of this which we speak to make it clearer. It is as simple as this. A man walks into a bar. He sits at that bar and drinks his tea. He understands that being in that bar at the frequency he sits is a beneficial alignment for all around. He continues to go to this bar every evening for 3 weeks. On the third week, a woman walks into the bar in vibrational alignment and they sit and chat. They find that their vibrations match, that there is a reason for being, and then they live happily ever after, as they say. This is the true act of finding the perfect partner. Our vessel did not know that we would use a relationship as an example and shies away from this idea, but we say, you know, this is the truth. The true relationships that are meant to be will come into your field at the time they are meant to come. The man who walks into the bar does so, not to search for the perfect partner, but to be in the presence he is called. By being in this location, the perfect partner comes to his field in the proper timing and at the proper place. There is no effort of finding or seeking, but, instead, it is an effort in being in vibrational alignment with his soul body. This is what perpetrates the woman coming into the bar to meet him. A common draw of a vibrational field, not the need to seek the perfect match. Those whose focus becomes one of seeking and finding the perfect match attract a like vibration of seeking and finding. Instead, we suggest a way of being in the presence of your higher consciousness and allowance of the energies to flow as they may. Let us move on to step 80. The effort you put forward is one of conscious manifestation, not a tornadic flinging of the energies around you. When you allow the energies to sit as they may and the energies to coalesce as they must, what is manifested is the reality that is meant to be, not the reality which is sought after. At this stage, no seeking is done. Instead, the individual knows that what is meant to unfold will unfold. The effort is placed into being and following a higher guidance instead of wanting what should be theirs. This is a message of understanding, not at the level of the world, but at the level of reality. This is the way of being where patience is unnecessary, because the reality of the matter has already been revealed and is known to the higher consciousness. If the vessel is meant to meet the woman at the bar, he will be drawn to that bar in the time he is meant to be there. If he is meant to be at the bar to help a stranger and not to meet the woman, he will be at the bar for that purpose. What the man knows and realizes is that being in the bar is a matter of being in the moment of time that he is meant to be in. At that moment in time, he does not desire or want, instead he sits and is. This is the difference of what we speak. The idea of manifestation through vibrational field instead of through wants and desires. The man does not know that he is at the bar for the woman. But the woman comes because it is in the field to do so. The man is grateful for the presence of the woman, but it is not from the desire of seeking but for the desire of being. We will let you sit with this message for today. We offer you our love eternally and suggest that you sit in the moment you are in and be. Blessed be.